Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi muhkam at-tanzil. Fa'ad a'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقال تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله First and foremost we thank and we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has afforded us the opportunity of coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the greatest ni'mah, the greatest blessing. And that is the blessing of kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every day, we have to make shukr and we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once in a day for this blessing. Which we mentioned before, that we are very lucky and we did not make any application to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the gift of Iman. Not even some of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deprived from this gift. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ That telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot give hidayat and guidance to whom you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ But verily guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So indeed, we have to count ourselves amongst the guided ones because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Iman. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in dunya obviously as a test. When a person has Iman, sometimes you'll see when sometimes a person wants to change his life. He says, you know what, I want to come more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than before. What happens then? The challenges becomes more challenges. This is shaitan. What shaitan tries and do is that this person is trying to come closer to Allah. Shaitan's duty is, his job is that I have to take him away from Allah. So when a person wants to try and change his life, try and turn his life around, come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets these hurdles constantly. But what do? We have to just cross the hurdle and carry on. Otherwise, if we go off the path again, then sometimes it becomes worse than what we were. So when we're coming onto the road, onto a normal road, you'll see the speed bump coming ahead. So what you do is, you take precaution, and you go over it, and you carry on. Likewise, when a person changes his life around, trying to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows that, listen, these are the challenges going to face me. So what do we have to do? Take precaution, turn to Allah, make dua. Allah must make this easy for us. Then we go over it and we carry on. Next one comes. This is the test of a believer. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put different tests in different ways. Each one doesn't go through the same test. Nobody can say, yeah, we're all going through the same test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests different people in different ways. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not test someone in such a way that he cannot manage and pay that test. So whatever tests and challenges we face, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has placed us in dunya for a short while. And it is for us to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, we carry those actions out to the best of our ability. To the best of our ability. Today, while going through the khutbah, normally I just go through the Arabic khutbah, but today I'll try and just translate a few pieces in the khutbah because something is concerning salah, and I thought we should mention it as a few hadith in the khutbah, and I'll translate it. Something of importance concerning salah. Let us listen properly, inshallah, and we try and follow it. Especially this time where we find ourselves more relaxed in this time of the year. Well, it's just natural. Once the heat starts, holiday feeling come. Once the heat starts, holiday feeling come. So a person is more relaxed, maybe going on leave, closing up, whatever it might be. But you've sort of slowing down. But as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands go, and as far as Sharia goes, those are the things we have to always keep it up. For example, when it comes to Salah, I'll read these few hadith. For example, when it comes to Salah, a person is on holiday. Maybe you're relaxed, you whatever it might be. And time for Salah comes, you, whatever you're doing, what, just try and at least keep that Salah up. Let it not be such where we try and strive doing, making salah, and the time comes when we call it so-called relaxed period, holiday period, then all of a sudden, everything goes with that. Our salah goes, our amal go, our halal and haram, we don't worry about it. Let us try and keep that intact. We know what is halal, what is haram, what is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we can do, what we can't do. We have to keep those things in front of us. Let it not be such that we're holiday, let it just go. So especially when it comes to Salah, that is one of the important things in a Muslim's life. So whatever we do, I'll explain the form of Salah just now as far as joining Salah is concerned. Whatever. Let me just go through these hadith here. قال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من واظب على تكبيرة الإحرام مع الإمام 40 يوما. That whomsoever takes care of his takbiratul ihram with the imam 40 yawman, for 40 days. For 40 consecutive days, the person is in the masjid early, he comes to the masjid early, he makes takbiratul ihram with imam. Takbiratul ihram is the first takbir in salah. Why it's called takbiratul ihram is that takbir that makes everything out of salah haram for a person in salah. So to eat is halal, but you cannot eat in salah. So it is called takbiratul ihram, that thing, that takbir, that Allahu Akbar, that makes everything haram for a person in salah. Example, eating, talking, those things a person cannot do. That's why it is called takbiratul ihram. So whomsoever takes care of takbiratul ihram with the imam for 40 days, katab Allahu lahu bara'atan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from two things. The first thing is bara'atun minan nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this person from the fire of Jahannam. وَبَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from hypocrisy. Two things. Every time we make dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the fire of Jahannam, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Here we see also a method in which we can save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. The second thing is, وَبَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the person from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, in many ways it can be hypocrisy. Sometimes a person don't like you, but when he's facing you, he's laughing, he's smiling, he's all jolly with you. But behind your back, what's he doing? That is hypocrisy. Behind your back, you're the worst person. In front of you, you're the best person. Okay? So the first thing is bara'atun minan nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the person from the fire of Jahannam. Wa bara'atun minan nifaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the person from nifaq. Hypocrisy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, in another hadith, من داوم على صلاة الجماعة أعطاه الله خمس خصال. That whomsoever takes care of his five times daily salah with jama'a, أعطاه الله خمس خصال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with five favors. أولها, the first one, يرفع عنه ضيق المعشية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulty of his rizq from him. That means, if a person performs his salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the difficulty of his rizq, meaning he will not work so hard and slave himself and working from day in, day out, morning to evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that and make it easy. His rizq will become easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْتُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him sustenance from places he will not even imagine. So the first one. وَيُرْفَعُ عَنْهُ عَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the punishment of the grave from that person. This is the person that takes care of his salah. مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the difficulty of his earning away. That means he won't slave himself to for his rizq. He will not slave himself. وَيُرْفَعُ عَنْهُ عَذَابَ الْقَبْرِ. And the second thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the azab of the qabr from this person. وَيُعْطَى كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him this book of deeds in his right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his book of deeds in his right hand. وَيَمُرُّ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ كَالْبَرْقِ الْخَاطِفِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that he crosses the bridge over Jahannam, like we say the bridge of Sirat. The bridge of Sirat, the pool Sirat. He will cross that bridge with the speed of lightning. Right? وَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And the last favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this person is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entrance into Jannah بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any reckoning. So while we make dua, yes, dua is in its place, that we have to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us Jannatul Firdaus, all those things. But on the other hand, we have to take care of these kind of actions. For example, our salat like this. So with dua, the promise of hadith, remember Allah subhanahu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't just say hadith out of his own worms and fans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in huwa illa wahyu yuha, that verily this is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is true. It is true. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in hadith, we must have conviction in our heart that this hadith is true. Right, that was the hadith with concerning the person that takes care of his salah. وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالصَّلَاةِ الْخَمْسِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ عَاقَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِتِسْعِ خِصَالٍ. That person that is lazy or doesn't care about taking care of his salat with jama'ah, عَاقَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِتِسْعِ خِصَالٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 9 difficulties or 9 adab, 9 punishments. تِسْعِ خِصَالٍ, 9 punishments. ثلاثة في الدنيا, 3 of them in dunya, وثلاثة في القبر, 3 of them in the قبر, وثلاثة يوم القيامة. And the last 3 will be, the last 3 difficulties will be on the day of Qiyamah. Remember, hadith, one hadith is giving us the benefit, the other hadith is giving us the warning. And what's between, we have to make the choice. So there's warning, there's benefit, and there's warning, and we have to make the choice. فأما الثلاثة التي في الدنيا. Concerning the 3 punishments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the person in the dunya, يرفع البركة من كسبه ورزقه. What is the first one? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all the baraka from his earnings. So a person works hard, he maybe earns a fantastic salary, something that you can't even imagine. But the person is so stressed out. Hey, I can't manage, I've got this, I've got that to pay, I've got that to pay, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. He cannot just come out. Why? Because we are not taking care, and if we are making salah, we are not making salah like how it's supposed to be performed. If we are making the salah, yes, we're making it, but we're not making it like how it's supposed to be performed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That verily salat restricts and keeps a person away from all kind of evils. So if it's not doing it to us, then we have to question our salah. But these are the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if we're not finding it in our life and we're doing it, that means there is something wrong with our iman and our heart. Because the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, and undoubtedly it is the truth. So the first adab or the first punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person, يَرْفَعُ الْبَرَكَةَ مِنْ كَسْبِهِ وَرِزْقِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all the barakah and blessings from this person's earnings. وَيَنْزَعُ سِمَاعَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ وَجْهِهِ. And the second thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes, for easy understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the nur from his face. The second thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the nur from his face. Remember, when a mu'min does good actions, his face lights up. We might not see it, but there is a certain nur that comes on a person's face. So if a person does not take care of his salat with jama'ah, the second punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person is he will remove that good deed. Should I say, when a person does good,
it shows on his face, so he removes that from his face. I can't get a better word for it, I'm trying to. So he removes the nur from his face. That's the second thing. Third thing.
وَيَكُونُ بَغِيضًا فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates hatred in people's heart for this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates hatred in people's heart for this person. He's not taking care of his salah. He's not worried about salah. So the first thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the barakah from his earnings. The second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the nur from his face. And the third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates hatred in people's hearts for this person.
وَأَمَّا الثَّلَاثَةَ الَّتِي فِي الْقَبْرِ.
And regarding the three azab, or the three punishments in the qabr, شِدَّةُ سُوَالِ مُنْكَرِ وَنَكِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it difficult for him to give answer to Munkar and Nakir once he closes his eyes. We have to all give answer in our qabr. We all have to give answer. وَظُلْمَةُ الْقَبْرِ. And the second one is the darkness of the qabr. His qabr won't be lit up with his a'mal, with his good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it dark for him in the qabr.
وَضِيقُهُ.
And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will narrow his qabr for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from this and our families, inshaAllah.
وَأَمَّا الثَّلَاثَةَ أَلَّتِي فِي
الْقِيَامَةِ. And with regards to the three things, the three punishments, the three punishments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the person on the Qiyamah, is شِدَّةُ الْحِسَابِ, the difficulty of him giving reckoning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find it very, very difficult. Remember when we make dua, we always must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us entry into Jannah bi ghayri hisab, without any reckoning. So the first one is shiddatul hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his reckoning difficult for him. Wa shiddatul araq, and the difficulty of the sweat. We all know that on Qiyamah, different people have this. The sun will be close to our heads and people will be perspiring and sweating. And the person that does not take care of his salat will be part of the people that is struggling in their own sweat. That is struggling in their own sweat. And the third thing is وَشِدَّةُ الْوُقُوفِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ. Remember in the first hadith we mentioned where Allah subhanahu, if a person takes care of his salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him cross the bridge of sirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the other punishment, وَشِدَّةُ الْوُقُوفِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it difficult for him when he comes to the bridge, crossing over Jahannam. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us the benefit. On the other hand, there is also difficult. So let us each look at each other, let us look at our own self, not look at one another, and make sure that we are keep up our salat and jama'at like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to keep it up. Like we mentioned, we are everybody in a relaxed mode now going towards the holiday season. Let us make sure at least our fara'id is stuck to and we are keeping away from haram actions and we are making our salat on time. It will not be such where a person goes out during the day, that at night he comes back to the hotel room or his resort, whatever room he is in, and then he comes back and he says, now I can make tarawih, now he makes dua, asr, maghrib, isha, all together at once. No. For shawafi, alhamdulillah, Allah has made it easy, where we can join the two salah, duhr and asr, we can join maghrib and isha. And there's two ways of joining. One is duhr, taking asr into the duhr waq, and taking isha into the maghrib waq, or the other is taking Dhuhr into the waqt of Asr and joining the two salah, or taking Maghrib into the waqt of Isha and joining the two salah. Inshallah, next time we will maybe, if anybody don't understand, inshallah we can try and explain it again. But let us try and take care of our iman first, our salat, our good actions, know what is halal, know what is haram, keep away from those actions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us, and keep it far away from us. Because with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the barakah away from our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all families, us and our families and our children, Jannatul Firdaws, inshaAllah. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.